Hey, this is Rob Unspach, and welcome back to another edition of E-Heroes. This is episode 349, and my next guest hasn't been here for 2 years, the Road Warrior.
The Road Warrior.
Randy Chaffee. So we're revisiting what he does, how he does it, and let me tell you, you're on the road, every day? For years at a time.
It was for my life, Rob, was it, I'm the at one point the typical road warrior. I mean, it was airports and rental cars and 80,000-90,000 miles on my own car. And I remember a couple times I joke about it, but I almost think it was true, that driving down the New York Thruway one day somewhere near Buffalo, New York, and I waved at this car because I thought it was me going the other way. I mean, it was like, holy shit. Yeah. And it was like, but that's the way I built my life, man. You know, that's all we did back in the day. And, you know, one bro hug after another, kissing babies like politicians, and, coffee and donuts in the morning, pizza pie and pop at lunch, and burgers and brewskis in the evening. And just day after day, week after week, month after month. And, I cut my teeth on it, but I've been doing this 4+ decades, and 3.5+ decades of that was that way. And only over the last few years did I kind of hybrid myself into more. Now I use the hashtag hybrid road warrior Randy, because I kind of made some transitions coming out of the COVID, during and coming out of COVID. So
let's refresh the audience on what you do.
Okay, so I have a manufacturer's rep agency, which means I'm a 1099 guy. I have an agency, Source One Marketing, and we rep manufacturers in the broad sense with the building materials world, but more niche, it's in the post-frame building component world and the metal roofing component world. So I saw such really, really exciting and very sexy things like fasteners and caulks and barn door track and I've said before, you remember the King of the Hill, where Hank, or they'd say, what do you do? And he said, well, I sell, you know, propane and propane accessories. Well, I just wanted to use this line at some really exclusive cocktail party that I don't ever get invited to, but if I ever do. Well, they say, what do you do, Randy? Oh, I sell barn door track and barn door track accessories. and then they'll say, well, did you rent that suit? Could you leave us, please? Because you surely couldn't exist doing that. But, you know, we do. It's been a great run for, I've been in the industry 5 decades now, because I'm old. But I use 4+ decades because that's what I started using a while back. And that sounds old enough, like I know what I'm doing. But it leaves a little room, Rob, if somebody thought, well, if he started at 8 and he's, you know, maybe he's only pushing 50, right? So it leaves that room for mystery, mystique, until they meet me in live and see all the wrinkled face and gray hair and realize that that's a lie, but that's okay.
Right.
But you know, that's what I do. That's what I've done forever. And, you know, it's an industry I grew up in with my dad. It's like most people's careers, probably. Nobody ever grew up saying, I'm going to be a whatever.
I certainly didn't grow up saying I was going to be a publisher or a writer or an author, right, or even a marketer.
Right, right. But you know, you fall into something, you love it. And the good news, and it is really good news for me, is I use this tagline a lot, is love what I do and do what I love. And that's the truth. I will probably do this forever, whatever forever is, because I'd get very bored if I didn't have stuff to do. But secondarily, love my customers, love the industry, I love helping build relationships and helping customers win, you know, building wins for customers.
You're doing it, all over the United States?
Yeah. Some of my products are a little more territorial, as in my core area would be the Midwest, the Great Lakes. I should say the Great Lakes and New England. So Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, New York, and the New England states. But I have some of my product lines that I can go anywhere I want. I have a few product lines that I guess I call them little renegade product lines that, you know, the manufacturer just said, hey, just wherever you, we'll rent your Rolodex, so to speak. You know, I've been around forever. If you got people that that you can, you know, work with in Idaho or Montana or Arizona, we don't care, you know, whatever you, you know, so it's, and I use a little, that's been better as I've, in the last few years, which came out during the COVID thing when I really did try to start hybriding my approach to things out of necessity, to be brutally honest, not out of because I wanted to, but now I want to, but it allows me to do these sort of things and to do videos and to do more social media stuff. It's really easy to, the country's like this small now, right? It's not,
well, you know, hard. And I've watched you over the years, on social, you making videos on TikTok and embracing LinkedIn. And, you know, I don't know if you did it out of necessity or the fact that it does help with marketing.
Well, it does. And I'll tell you exactly how that happened, Rob, is for years. And when I go back when I was young, like in high school, which is like, I didn't walk to school both ways uphill, but it was a slight incline. And, I wanted to be a DJ. I wanted to be a radio station DJ. That's what I wanted to do. And, I used to go to local radio stations in the larger market where I lived 20, 30 miles away and got to know some of those guys. And I thought it was so fun to sit in there. And okay, this is back for the younger people who won't know what this meant, but they literally were spinning discs. Okay. and if you don't know what that is, then you should go look it up. There's ChatGPT, I'll tell you, or Google or somebody. But, and I sat there and listened to them, and I thought the coolest thing in the world is we're talking like across the, you know, they're at the control panel, right? And they got their mic and we're chatting. And then he looks at the clock, says like this, his whole line. And then he goes into his little spiel and then plays the next music. I'm going, God, I want to do that. That's just so cool. Never did. But so fast forward, I remember when the real COVID hit. And I was on a trip, a sales meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma for one of our manufacturers. And they wanted to cancel it because they said, I don't, things are getting tough. Is this, we don't know where this thing's going. But all of us sales guys being sales guys, we miss no opportunity to get together, break bread, and hang out and bust each other's chops. That's what we do, right? So we pushed it and we went. And that's when the Oklahoma, if you remember when the Oklahoma NBA team, they actually literally took them off the floor. I don't know if you remember that, but I mean, all of a sudden we're going, okay, maybe we ought to go home now because something's big going on here, right? This is, and so anyways, Rob, I remember getting to the airport and Tulsa was never that busy. I'd never found it that busy. I mean, literally nobody at the airport. And I'm walking, I'm waiting for my flight. I'm watching the TV and the world's ending, right? And I remember I rented a car. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going via Atlanta back to Fort Myers. What if there's no rental car? What if this flight gets delayed? What if I, so I literally rented a rental car on my app from Tulsa to Fort Myers. And I rented one from Atlanta to Fort Myers, sorry, budget. And so that I figured they'll say, once we started literally taking off, just before I hit the turn off the phone button, right? I canceled my flight from, or my rental car from Tulsa to home. Mm-hmm. So I still kept the one from Atlanta going, what if I get to Atlanta and I can't get home, right? And same thing. Anyways, so I made it home. But during that time, I started making notes on my iPad. I said, I need to make a change because, you know, it just, this shutdown thing is not what I do. I don't not travel, good English, right? But that's not what I do. I travel. I see people. And that's why I started this whole idea of how do I get in front of people when I can't travel for 2 to 3 weeks, a month, which turned into a year and a half, 2 years, but, you know, in and out. But so fast forwarding all that, Rob, is I really developed a love for technology, a love for digital, a belief in using that as a force multiplier. Mm-hmm. And there's two school of thought. So one was, I'm not going to do anything until this is over, whatever that is, and just go back to the same old way. I had a lot of people that thought I was nuts doing anything I was doing. And the nuts part I am, but that part I don't think I was. And then I had this other school thought you heard where nobody's ever going to get on a plane and fly from New York City to Denver and do a sales meeting in person and fly back. That's done. Done. All going to be virtual. 100%. Nobody's ever going to leave their office. Nobody's going to get out of pajamas again ever. Well, I didn't buy that either, and especially my industry, which is very hands-on, very, you know, pizza pie, bro hugging, right? Mm-hmm. So I started trying to hybrid this idea, and that term came from my dad early on was a Pioneer seed corn dealer, which anybody that's in the ag world will know that, one of the biggest seed companies in the world. And hybriding was how they come up with all the different corns that will, based on drought areas, based on, you know, they'd hybrid the seed, right? So I decided I'm going to hybrid this and try to figure out a way to not lose the value of Randy, of being there in person, building those friendships and those relationships, but how do I force multiply it by being able to do it a 10x, 100x, 1000x? So that's the long version in a somewhat short, you know, wasn't that short, but explanation of how I got from there to now. But one of the coolest things, you know, I started doing videos. I'd either do email videos to like a customer. So if I had a quote for him, right? And I'm going to send them a quote. I would have the quote and I'd hold it up in my hand, right? And say, so here's a quote. I got this background. It's weird. Here's section A, third paragraph. This item and this item and this item are the things that you're most interested in. And I'd send that to them along with an email. So if they could literally at a video look at it. Nobody did that. And then I really started doing it one day. I had a buddy of mine and I went for lunch, a business lunch, because my wife, Dixie, runs the office. She's my business manager. And so I went to get us some takeout for lunch, which there's a possibility that involved a Dr. Pepper, which is my word for a Cabernet. And there's a story behind that if you want it sometime. But so I'm having a Cabernet and it's sitting there. In my weird, goofy little mind, I set my phone up, I hit record, and a good friend of mine in Montana, good customer of mine, I just never said a word. I just went, so I love you. Hit click, send it to him. He sends me this thing back. He said, dude, you wouldn't believe how, first I laughed, and it's like, it was so great because I was having a crap day right now. It was just really great. And that really convinced me that more of that stuff we can do. And I'm speaking to the choir here. I mean, you're a genius at it. It just made a lot of sense to just be in front of these people.
Yeah.
If you, even when you're not in front of them, right?
Yeah. You know, and I know that, you know, going to events, going to conventions, I don't always like it because there's thousands of people there. I know it's necessary. I also know that we need to get out of the office. You know, all those, the executives, the you know, whether you're in your basement working, whether you're in a big office, it doesn't matter. If you run a business, you need to get out every now and then and meet people, you know. And the more I do, the more people can in real life say, Rob, you're an asshole. It's just the way it is.
But you might as well confirm it, right?
It's the real me.
Exactly. you should get real. You want to keep it real, Rob.
Yeah. And the thing is, those are when you get the best relationship. I can have thousands of followers. And they're going to say, hey, Rob, you know, I love what you're printing. I love what your videos. Love everything. But until you meet people in real life, that's where the real magic happens. And
exactly,
you know, so you're on the road all the time. Do you go to fast food or do you go to diners where you get to actually meet people?
Oh, I like, okay. A, I do not do fast food. A, because I try to live a bit of a healthy, fit lifestyle as much as I can, as hard as that can be on the road at times. And I typically fast 16 to 18 hours every day. So I don't eat breakfast, period. I say period. If I'm at a trade show and I'm meeting a customer, it's A, weird, and B, seems so socially awkward to buy them breakfast and then I have a coffee, right? It just seems weird. So, but I mean, generally speaking, I don't eat breakfast, but I go to restaurants, set down restaurants, if you will, A, because I have a little bit better choice of food, but B, as much as I love being with my customer friends and new customer friends, and I do, I'm split right down the middle, 50-50, being perfectly fine being on my own for an evening too. I'm an only child, so I am very comfortable with being with myself. But I enjoy going, it could be an Applebee's. And I don't sit at a table, I sit at the bar. Order dinner, maybe a Dr. Pepper or two. And but you get to talk to the barkeep. You get to talk to people beside you. You get to have a conversation with people across the bar. You find out who people are and you get their stories and you learn stuff about people. And I figure that 99%, 99.9% chance, probably, you're never going to see these people again in life. You're never going to have any relationship with them ever, probably, in life. But I grew just a little bit, right? With that hour and a half sitting there. And so that's what I do, because at deep down, as I said, I'm 50-50, but probably 51-49, because I do enjoy being a people.
Well, you know, the marketing, the magic book that I wrote about, all about.
You mean this one?
Yeah, that one.
Look at that. My back. There we go.
Disney World. It's my experiences going to Disney over the last 20 some years. And I didn't talk to executives. I didn't talk to people that worked there. I talked to the people that visited the parks, who I don't know, who casually I'd had conversations and while waiting to get on a ride, because those people make the biggest decisions on how things are run. Yes, the executives take credit. However, when you can get a sense of the emotional character of somebody that's in line, that tells you the whole story.
Absolutely. Are
they happy? Why do they keep coming back? And, you know, some of these people come back every year. I go every year now. And it's not the fact that, you know, yes, it can be expensive if you do it the wrong way. I've learned secrets that save me a lot of money. But I go there because Walt Disney World has become this experiment in psychology, in marketing, in empowerment, in everything. You know, it's like this master class. And so I took all those experiences and made a book.
Yep.
You know, and here you're traveling everywhere, meeting all these people. Those stories should be in a book.
Yeah. Well, I'm finishing one now, and I'm going to be working on a few more after. And actually, now since you brought it up, it the experience that I found is there's, and it goes back to what we talked about a minute ago. And you said, and you brought up a great point too with like trade shows. A future book I'm writing is about how to work a trade show from both sides of the aisle, because most people, whether you're attendees or exhibitors, they think, oh, next week we head to Dallas for a trade show. I guess I should pack some stuff. That's their limit to, and you know what their plan is when they get there? Find the hotel and find the bar and maybe just meet up with the same old buddies they always do. And that's always good. My view on that's a whole different. I planned it out months in advance. I start talking about it on podcasts. I start doing videos about it. I start promoting the show. If it's worth being there, it's worth promoting these people. It's promoting myself. Come see me. Come see the booths where I'm going to be at. If I'm doing a talk, here's what I'm going to talk about, what time it's going to be, all those sort of things. But the key, though, and you brought it up earlier, and I think it's a great point, is nothing happens of that big of value. And some people may disagree with me, and that's fine. A lot of people disagree with me, but the booth itself is a vehicle to be there.
Right.
That's it. Anybody can refill the box of candy bars. Anybody can, hey, would you like a cap or a pencil, or I got this cool little trinket, right? Anybody can I shoot your badge, right? That's easy stuff. Trolling the show floor, right? Looking for people from your territory that you don't know, maybe, or don't know. Mm-hmm. I've walked up to thousands of people because I say, oh, you're from New York State. I mean, I'm Randy, blah, 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 blah. Hey, let me go show you something. Or the other thing, one of the most valuable places, whether you drink or don't, is the host hotel bar. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes there.
Right.
Everybody's there. So go there, troll. And I don't mean troll in a bad way, but glad hand. How you doing? How, you know, and it's a good enough place. And I'll give you a quick story if you don't mind. One time I got a big customer up in Maine that I sell tons of stuff to now. Walked into the hotel bar, and this guy that was pretty well known in the industry hollers across the room in a big beller. Hey, Randy. I look around. There he is. I walk where he gives me this big bro hug. Long story short, he introduces me to these guys that are just getting started in the business that would be somebody they could use me, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, this is the guy right here. You don't need to talk to anybody else. This is the guy you need to talk to. Now, would I have eventually found them or they found me? Maybe, probably. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have got a hands-on, in-person,
right,
high recommendation. And it's time and place, but I put myself in time and place, right? And that's where all that stuff happened. Going to breakfast with a customer, coffee with a customer, go slip off the show floor for a quick burger and a beer for 45 minutes. That's where that stuff happens, building those relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And knowing the people in the industry and wanting to engage and network with people is in all aspects of life, man, right? You do it all the time.
And the thing about conventions, and you go through some of these, and the booths are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you might be selling different product, but the way it's set up, the way it's presented, the people involved, they all look the same. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're walking through, okay, boring, 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 boring. And then you find one, you know, somebody's animated, somebody's, you know, just, and you don't have to give away the trinkets, but you do have to make people want to come approach you.
Exactly. Be approachable, right?
Yeah. And the thing is that you're doing the marketing months ahead of time. You're teasing it out. You're letting people know. And some of these other booths are like, whatever. I'm just here for the free beer.
Yeah, free beer, free dinner with the manufacturer.
And then walk away with 100 pens and nobody cares. Oh, what's written on here?
Oh, exactly. Well, how many times, and I've done this, if you don't believe any of this that Rob and I are talking about, next time you're at a trade show, if you attend trade shows, whether as an attendee or an exhibitor, walk by and take a peek. It'll look a little weird, but then again, take a peek in some of the trash barrels and look at all the trinkets, all the literature, all the garbage that somebody spent thousands of dollars to print, to design, to print, to make, to ship, to give away, that people just take it because you handed it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to carry it around because you obviously didn't make an impression on them. Because if you made an impression on them, they're going to keep that piece of literature or that ink pen with your name on it because they want to make sure in case they lose the card or whatever, however that all went down, they want to make sure that they can get a hold of you. So every one of those means somebody did make an impression on somebody, right?
You know, I was at a convention years ago, and there was this nice looking woman. I don't know who she was. I didn't ask. All it said was free selfies. Who's going to get a free selfie? Oh my God, the line was so prolonged. People would come up, take this.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then they'd post it all over social. And I'm like, well, okay. I mean, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
I still don't remember the company's name. All I remember is free selfies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it kind of lost its meaning.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. That's funny.
You know, so,
yes.
And it's just like commercials today. You're like, what did I just watch? What was that about?
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be a good idea at the time, but think about it before you do it. And maybe you think, oh, okay, well, maybe this will go sideways and won't do what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, exactly. And, you know, a final thought maybe on trade shows is that I like them. I enjoy them. They get old quickly. Mm-hmm. When I was 25 and 30, the three or four or five nights in a row of being in Dallas or someplace, catting around town, and it all a different restaurant and a different 12 pubs and all that was a lot more fun than it is now.
Oh, I did one in Dallas in 2019, and then Colorado a few months later, and then it's like I've had enough.
Yeah, well, and everybody hits them. Most people get into town anymore the day before, if you're an exhibitor, which mm-hmm. is smart. And that's something that I'll be talking about in a book I'm going to write about trade shows. But getting into town the night before, early in the day before, is important. Mm-hmm. Not for the reason that some people do it. Some people do it to have that first long night of banging about 7.5 times more drinks than they need. Yeah. And already your week's shot before the show even starts, right? My belief in it is that's when a lot of other people get into town early and they're not already worn out. They're still not burned out. Mm-hmm. They still are excited and enthused about being here. And it's a great time to, what I'll do, because as a B2B guy, at a lot of trade shows I'm at, a lot of my customers are exhibiting at the show as well. Mm-hmm. So I can get a lot of those guys, and I say out of the way, and I don't mean that negatively, but it's good for them and good for me to glad hand, spend some time, have a brewski or two, go get a cigar, whatever the case may be, with customers that are also going to be showing. Mm-hmm. That way, and I don't mean this negative on either side, but we don't have to try to find time to do that with each other. And then we've got more time to do it with our other customers. That makes sense. So,
well, you know, and even when I travel, I try to put in some buffer time, you know, and, you know, if the event's the next day, I need buffer time because I don't know if the plane's going to be delayed. Right. What if I take the last plane out and they decide to cancel it?
Right.
And they're like, well, Rob, we can't get you there till tomorrow. And then my whole day is shot because now I'm rushing to get to an event right. that I'm already late for.
Exactly. And you're right. And it gives you opportunities to have those unexpected opportunities that pop up if you're there. Hey, you in town? Because I used to be one of these guys mm-hmm. in my younger years where probably out of more stupidity than anything else, I would be that guy that would show up and haul my suitcase in and stick it behind one of the pop-up displays because I didn't have time to go to the hotel, right? Mm-hmm. I missed that whole day before's activities that could have done. I liked when I, again, using social media and using any kind of virtual. Number one, I'm going to let you know I'm coming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure you know where I'm going to be. And I love to do whether it's the airplane landing or taking the ride into town on Uber, showing downtown whatever city I'm in. I'm in town. Who's here? Shout me out. Let's get together. Right. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people shoot you a text, say, hey, where you at?
Yeah.
I'm over at the Bellagio. Well, I'm down at Treasure Island. Come down and see me. We'll have a drink. Awesome. I'll be there in a few minutes, 47 minute Uber ride later, but I'll be there, in Vegas anyway. Last time I was there is when they had that stupid Grand Prix, by the way. One time I paid the Uber driver, said, go ahead and bill it. I'm getting out here and walking because that was going to be faster. than that stupid ride. It was like, it wasn't his fault. I mean, just was what it was. But anyway, it's good stuff, and the biggest thing that I found with doing more of all the stuff that we both do a lot of, again, I'm speaking to not the choir. I'm speaking to the pastor, if that's not blasphemous, but, be who you are, period, right? I've met a lot of people, and I have a rumor that you and I are going to be meeting in person before long. Heard that rumor. I may be just standing out in front of a show hall waiting for you to pick me up, and you don't come, which has happened before too, but that's
okay. And for all those that are curious, it's going to be in June sometime.
In June sometime, late June. The greater Lancaster County, PA may not be the same, but that's okay.
No, and I'll take you somewhere nice.
Okay, that's cool.
It won't be McDonald's.
No. Okay. be a bit, but, well, if I'm going to do any, I'd prefer Burger King. So just so you know. But But anyway, you know, it's fun to get into town. It's fun to do those kind of things. But the point is, I've met a lot of people that I've met virtually and finally met them when I'm in town someplace. Mm-hmm. And everybody that's, I would say, doing a fair amount of virtual, they're being successful doing that. Practice something I think is super important is they're the exact same person when I walk in and meet them. Mm-hmm. As what I have got to know for the last 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years virtually. To me, that's hugely important. You just can't be different.
No, you
got to be who you are.
And it's exhausting, you know. I'd rather be the real me on social and real life everywhere.
Yep.
And if I only have 4 real friends, and that's fine. But here's the thing is that, you know, and I've gone to events where people – they act weird on social. And I'm not weird as in, you know, but just different. Mm-hmm. And you meet them in real life and you're like, are you on drugs?
Yeah.
Something's weird. It's a dual personality.
Yeah. Well, it comes across as disingenuous, number one. Right. And I wonder if some of it is you can still be a little different virtually. Because you're not that pressure of being. Some people don't do face to face that well. Face to face to me is easy. I like people, and you know, I as I've got older and more tainted. I don't tainted in a good way. I think I would prefer that you like me, but I don't. My give a care about that is pretty low at the end of the day. You know, if you don't, you do. If you don't, que sera, sera, as they say. Whoever said that. I'm not sure who said that, but anyway, somebody said it. But you know, back to what you said about being yourself, though, it's exhausting, and you're right. The other part is I'm not smart enough to be 2 different people, so I just take the one that I know. It's just easier. I got a lot of years into it. I mean, at this point, trying to reinvent myself is, yeah, I've already reinvented myself from going the old school way to the hybrid way, which, by the way, we didn't really touch on this, but the key to that still, in my opinion, Rob, is it augments each other. It's not an either or.
Yeah.
Old school, new school is not either one or the other. It's a constant in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, all day long, all week long. I was on several emails, phone calls with customers this morning, ran in and jumped. You saw me. You jumped on and surprised me because I'm sitting here doing a text with a customer when you popped on, right? So we're in and out all day long. It's road time, videos from the road. You know, I never miss an opportunity to grab a customer and say, hey, let's do a quick selfie. Let's do a quick video together from your shop. But, you know, so it's not either or. And that's a mistake that I think some people make is I'm going to do one or the other. Yeah, well, you better do one of them really, really well then, and you're missing the boat if you're not doing both.
And you're very good at what you do. And I've been so busy lately. I haven't been doing many TikToks. I haven't been doing, you know, a lot of videos, and I should be getting back to them.
Yeah.
But people contact me constantly, and they're, you know, help me with this book, help me with this, help me with this. And I'm like, all right. And so sometimes you'll see that I'm on social. I have stuff that's auto-posted.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't been doing many videos lately, and I got to get back into it. Yeah. But you're consistent.
Well, it's you know, it's funny. Somebody asked me the other day. For years, I stayed away from TikTok because I thought TikTok was the stupidest thing in the world, just a bunch of guys dancing with goats or something. I don't know. I had this weird perception of what it was, and there's still that, right? But
with goats.
Well, you know, I seen a guy dance with goats once. Okay, still in my head. I can't get. I've tried hard to get rid of it. I do TikTok. Somebody asked me the other day. I was guesting on somebody else's podcast. I don't remember who it was, but why do you do TikTok? And there's 2 reasons. One, and I'm not sure which is the most important. I think I know. I think I know what I'd like to say is, but one is, it's just fun. It's a different venue. It's a different opportunity to be a little more quirkier than what I might want to do even on Facebook, let alone LinkedIn or someplace, right? But secondarily, and really probably the most important, is even though I've been doing this forever, and I'm somewhat senior in age compared to many, I suppose. I plan on doing this for a long, long time yet. I have zero slowdown in my head at all. And so I believe that you got to go where your customers live. And a lot of the demographics, a lot of the people that are on TikTok right now, I want to reach that 24-year-old guy or gal that maybe's coming up that ladder in one of my businesses someplace that I'd want to deal with. It's going to be that junior buyer in a couple of years, right? Mm. When they're ready to go, I need to buy some fasteners from somebody. I want them to first thing go, I know this Randy guy. Mm-hmm. Not only is he pretty smart because I see some of his stuff and he really has been around the industry a long time. He's an old pro. I think he'd help me. But he's also kind of weird, goofy, and funny too, which I kind of like because I'm 25 years old. And so they already know me. I want them to know me when they're ready to need my services, right? Mm-hmm. In an unintrusive way. So that's a big part of why I do TikTok, to be really, really honest. Probably, as I think about it, I'm going to say it's probably 50-50 between that and just fun, but it's probably more the fact that I think it's building a future with, you know, the customer's friends that don't even know they need to be a customer friend yet. Mm. But I want to be there when they are, because it's their timeline, not mine. Or it's their company's timeline, not mine, right? I don't know if that's now or never, or that'd be a good song too. It's now or never. Somebody did that one too already. But anyway, I had too much coffee, which is an oxymoron because there is no such thing as too much coffee. My wife just cuts me off and she says, you're shaking and vibrating. But anyway, but the funny thing is I have no control over this 24-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. And when or if they're going to be a buyer or a position to buy my product, or if they ever will be. But what I can do is make sure that when and if that happens, I'm the first person they think of. Right? That's the one thing I can do. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I do that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it keeps me from doing too goofy stuff on LinkedIn, where I've started to post it and pulled it back saying, okay, yeah, remember your audience.
Oh, although, you know, LinkedIn is becoming more Facebook every day.
It is. And I know you get some people hate that, and they'll you see the occasional people that gripe about it. But, you know, I want to know Rob, which means I need to know everything about Rob, not just the persona that Rob wants to present me, right? You can present me as a super business Rob, but I want to deal with Rob in general. If that's the case, then I want to know who Rob is, and getting to know Rob as a person, because as our mutual great friend Ben Gay III says, he added to, right? You know, people, the old adage, people buy from who they know, like, and trust, and he always likes to add, feel safe with, right? Mm-hmm. I think that there's no way better. We can write all sorts of really, really good blogs, right? Really good stuff. But to see a person in a video, to see them talk, to see their expression, you get to know the real person, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you have to know the real person. And so, you know, and this is what, you know, this is what has established you as someone people can trust. Mm-hmm. They can feel safe with. And so, you know, yes, you're a road warrior. Yes, you're all over. Not only, you know, the New England state, you're down Fort Myers, everywhere. You know, people recognize you in airports, but they also see you on social.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting, you know, it should be, where's Randy? You know?
Yeah. Where in the world is Waldo? That was a thing too. I could do where in the world is Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, but speaking of all that, you know, we talked earlier, you know, my affinity for cool socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, somebody asked me one time, do you have any socks that aren't cool socks? I have zero. That's technically a lie. My walking workout socks are just a pair of old white socks, right? Mm-hmm. But I have no dress socks that I would wear for work that aren't a cool sock of some type. And But you know, if you think out of the box, Rob, and like you do, and you come up with these, if you're always thinking of content, you're always thinking of ways to be, to practice something that I like to talk about a lot is visibility equals opportunities, right? If you're thinking that all the time, I remember doing a deal at a trade show I was going to be at, again, talking about it for weeks, coming up next week. And I said, you know, I offered something to the first three people that come up to me at the show and ask me what cool sock I'm wearing today. Mm-hmm. And I had people do it, right? I introduced I'm blessed to be on some boards in my industry, and one of them, the National Frame Builders Association, I'm on their board of directors, and we have a show every year, do a lot of other educational things. But I was introducing a speaker at one of our shows last year. I think it was Des Moines, Iowa. It doesn't matter. And he's a bit of a cool sock guy. Mm-hmm. So as I'm doing this introduction, some of the obligatory stuff you got to say about the show, and then my own ad lib, because the staff makes this a script, which I throw away. I mean, I'll do the script for here's what's going on at the show. But when it comes to introducing somebody, especially somebody I know, we ain't doing scripts. So I'm not a script kind of guy. But anyway, I said, but now that we're done, and I said, here's Josh. And I said, hold on a second. I said, I heard rumor. And I take the mic off the thing. I walk over to him. I says, I think we both might be wearing something today. And he looks at me and I look at him and we both pull our pant leg up and show the crowd our cool socks. You know, so, you know, but it's little things like that that you can do to build a personality that people might want to know a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And, you know, make it, you know, if you're going to be teasing people with videos before your event, tell them to wear their own cool socks.
Yeah.
And then they can take a selfie with you.
I like that. A selfie with your cool socks. Hey, I love that. That's the next show. I've got one coming up. Well, the one we're going to meet together in Pennsylvania. That's going to be the deal.
And I'm going to wear my cool socks too.
You wear your cool socks and we'll shoot a video together from dinner with our cool socks. It's going to be great.
How do people get a hold of you, Randy?
They go to the best way is my website, which is up and behind me there, ibuyfromrandy.com, which why wouldn't you, right? but if we ain't got it, you don't need it, because that's a little tagline we use, which is funny. You didn't ask this question, but if we ain't got it, don't need it, something I've used for years, because years ago I had an Amish customer. I do a lot of the Amish Mennonite plain community. And he said, Randy, I'm looking for this. And I said, you don't need it. He says, well, but I need this. I said, you don't need it. He goes, I don't understand. Why do you say I don't need it? I said, because I ain't got it. and we laughed, and then I helped him find it. But anyway, but on social, you can find me anything under my name. I'm actually in the throes, if that's the right word, of maybe changing all my handles to the same, because I kind of got off of that and have different ones for different places, which is probably not the smartest. But you know, if you look me up as under some derivative of Randy Chafee, you'll find me. My podcast, Building Wins Live, you can find me there or under my name. I've got a new YouTube channel, Let's Chat with Randy Chafee, which is very industry-based. LinkedIn, Facebook, Reels, TikTok, wherever. Find me, follow me. Love to chat with you. Love to know you.
There you go. And follow Randy wherever he is. And if you see him in the airport, go, hey, Randy.
Yeah. Yeah, say, hey, Randy, what socks you got on today? And yeah. I'll show you.
And if you have white socks, forget it. He's not going to talk to you.
Oh, I won't talk to anybody with white socks. Go away.
Well, that's it.
All right.
Hope everybody enjoyed this. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Good stuff.